have faith in God. We come to the second character here in Hebrews chapter 11, that character being Enoch. Turn in your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 11. The faith of Enoch, the Bible is God's true record. This biographical sketch in the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. No doubt he heard wonderful things about creation, about God, and about what happened to the human race. Then one day, at age 365, he was walking with God, and God translated him into heaven. Enoch represents for us an entire generation of believers who are going to be living on this earth, and then suddenly they're going to disappear and be caught up to meet God at the coming of the Savior. Aims of our lesson today, the lesson aims to be reminded that we as believers have a glorious future in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a glorious future. We have something to look forward to. Secondly, to understand that we cannot please God unless we live a life that exercises faith, that where we exercise God's faith, and he sees that we can't please God without faith. Thirdly, to see that by faith in Christ, we have been translated from the kingdom of death and darkness into God's kingdom of light and life. Then fourthly, to realize that this wicked world is heading for judgment, and to warn others that safety, salvation can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Recently we had a man say that the world was coming to an end, coming doom. And unfortunately, he wasn't right, and God's word never said what he said it said. And it still doesn't say that, and every time he redoes his date, it's still not going to say that. But at any rate, we get conversations from it at work, don't we? And I've heard different people testify of opportunities that they've had because of it. Well, what would I do anyway? Even if I knew judgment was coming, what would I do? What would you do? You'd make preparations for that. You would do whatever you could do so that you would not be part of that coming judgment. Enoch, what a story, what a truth that he walked by faith and he was not, for God took him. Man, what a way to go. What a way to go. Walking with the Lord one day and just never came back. Wow, I could go that way, or a heart attack, something easy like that, I don't know. When I say a heart attack, I don't make that light. I just don't want to die for a long period of time. You know what I'm saying? But actually, whatever the Lord would have for me, I would pray that my life would honor him. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read the first six verses. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Following along in your lesson there, the faith of Enoch. The faith of Enoch. Page 9 in your lesson. In Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, we come to an amazing account of Enoch, a man who walked with God. The Bible said that one day while Enoch was walking with God, he was translated. He did not taste death. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, here we see the story of Enoch in Genesis 5, verses 21 through 24. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In this chapter, look with me at verse 5. Notice at the end of verse 5, we see here that Adam lived and had a family, and he died. And at the end of verse 8, we see that Seth lived and had children, and he was 912 years old, and he died. And then we see in verse 11, Enos, and he died. Cain in verse 12, I'm sorry, not verse 12, verse 14. Cainan, and he died. Mahaliel, verse 17, and he died. Verse 20, all the days of Jared, and he died. Verse 27, all the days of Methuselah, and at the end of that verse, and he died. In verse 31, Noah, and he died. Said that they had wives, they had sons and daughters, and they lived so many years, and they died, and they died, and they died. And death is going to take place to every one of us, unless we're here when Christ comes to take us. Then death will not. But it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. We do have an appointment with death. We do have an appointment with death. But we see here that all these men lived, and they died, and they died. But Enoch didn't. What was different? What was different? I'll tell you what was different. Enoch pleased God. Enoch pleased God. He pleased God when he woke up in the morning. He pleased God as he walked throughout the day. He pleased God as he interacted with others. The Lord brings things into our lives for a divine purpose. And we believe that, for the most part. For the most part, we believe that. We say we believe it wholeheartedly. But then when we complain or whatever about something that the Lord has brought into our lives, then we don't really quite believe it. Quite believe that this is what God has and that it is what is best. Following along in your lesson, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. No doubt he heard wonderful things about creation. He lived some, I think, 200 years with Adam. Adam and he were both alive at the same time. Wow. Wow. Get a direct story. Man, that would have been nice. Say, Adam, what was it like? And Adam would tell people, and wow. So Enoch lived a number of years when Adam lived. He would have found these things out. He would have found out about creation, about how sin came. And he would have found out that blessed truth that God walked in the garden and that God sacrificed an animal and that mankind could have forgiveness, that mankind could be forgiven and be right with God. He heard about what happened to the human race. Then one day, at age 365, God translated Enoch to be with him. One truth we understand from this story is that God has more of his children, more for his children in the future. You know what? I haven't prayed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we've charged into these notes. We've read them and gone over them, and we're charging in without asking for your help. Lord, I pray that you would speak to each heart here today. I pray that your word would reach in and have an effect in the lives of those that have taken time this morning, that have put effort into coming here, coming to your house. Lord, I pray that you would fill people with your Spirit today. Lord, I pray that you'd fill me with your Spirit. I pray that your word would have free course in this room today. I pray for your blessing on our pastor as he's over at the Evans Chapel. Pray that the Holy Spirit would work mightily there. Pray for safety as he then travels over here. Lord, I pray for the different Sunday school teachers, everyone in this building, Lord, that you would lighten us today. Give us light. Give us understanding. Lord, we're so thankful for the illumination of the Holy Spirit and how every time we open your word, it just is alive to us. And that's through the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we do pray and ask these things. Lord, we pray that our lives would honor and glorify you. Might, when people see us, might they see Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for your working today. In Jesus' name, amen. One truth we understand from the story is that God has more for his children in the future. God has more for his children in the future. Are these just words that we repeat, that pastor repeats, that someday you and I are going to be in heaven? Are these just words, or are they truths in our life that we truly believe and we truly grasp and we understand? Enoch represents for us an entire generation of believers who are going to be living on this earth, and then suddenly they're going to disappear and be caught to meet God at the coming of our Savior. How exciting that's going to be. How exciting that's going to be. Turn me to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 57. 1 Corinthians 15. The verse that's above every nursery door. No, not really every door. I've seen them a lot, though. 1 Corinthians 15, 51. And we'll read through verse 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and then verse 51. Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. There's coming a day for us. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him in Genesis 5:24. We may not translate like that. We may die, or we may be here when Christ comes back, and we may be caught up and not see death. But death is coming. There is an appointment with death. It is coming unless Christ comes first. Enoch pleased God. Second page in your lesson, the Bible records of Enoch in Hebrews 11:5. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found, for God took him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God. What a testimony. What a testimony that Enoch had that he pleased God. The Bible records of Enoch in Hebrews 11:5, before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. This is a man who pleased God. The Lord reveals to us the secret of how Enoch pleased God. Lord reveals to us how Enoch pleased God. In Hebrews 11:6, we understand from our memory verse that, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You and I must live a life of faith in order to please the Lord. The reason Enoch pleased God is that he was a man that had faith in God. Many people are engaged in religious activity. Many are attending church, and many have been called Christians, but they are not pleasing God because they are not living the Christian life. A lot of people at work, as I speak with them, would classify themselves as Christians. Don't have a clue of salvation. Don't have a clue of it. Think their deeds are going to take them to another place, the good things they've done. They think a lot of things. Think the church they're attending, because they attend that church, because they give money at that church. There's a lot of things out there that people wrongly believe are going to take them to heaven someday. They don't have a clue. How are they going to hear? We have to tell them. We have to tell them. Are they going to pick up a Bible and read it? Not anymore. In years gone by, the Bibles were in every living room, in every home. Even if people weren't saved, there was a coffee table there, and there was a big Bible there. They're not there anymore. They're gone. The coffee tables are gone. Times have changed, and coffee tables aren't in our homes anymore. And the Bibles aren't there. They don't have access to the Bible. When they watch Charlie Brown at Christmas time, the producer cuts out the Bible. Cut it right out. How dare he show that movie without quoting God's Word? The author of that movie would have not liked that, and he cut it right out. He quotes, what does he quote? Isaiah 53? What does he quote there in Charlie Brown? Luke 2? Thank you. Luke 2. He quotes Luke 2. And the people that were showing it cut that out. God's Word is being taken away. You might say, Brother Raven, why you get upset about that? Well, when that man made that cute little Christmas story, he put God's Word in there, and it was very important that mankind learn that truth. And yet, whoever had the money and owned the right to show that showed it without God's Word. We used to have a Praise the Lord house. It was a house that was built by a lady that was separated from her husband, and she had nothing, and God gave her a new home. And she put over the door, Praise the Lord. Well, she moved to Florida, and we bought the Praise the Lord house from her. And we left those words up there. I thought, man, the people after us took those words down. I thought, whew, man, I couldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that to God. Ripped those words down from over top of that door. Hopefully they'll come to know a Savior before eternity comes. Before eternity comes. God's Word is not in people's lives. They get it from you and I. They get it from you and I. We've got to give it to them. And you know, in order to give it to them, we have to have it. We have to have it. We have to read it daily. We have to make it part of our lives. Colossians 3:16. But if we walk... My verses are not flowing today. I do not know why. Colossians 3:16. Kelly, would you look that up, please?
Teaching and admonishing one another, psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in the hearts to the
Thank you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts, O Lord. What a truth, what a blessing. And we have to have that to be able to give it out. And if we're going to give it out, we have to know it. We have to know it. And God can get us through these nervous times where I can't recall that verse. He can get us through those times if we have those verses and we memorize them and we review them. Review is the key. Right now, you guys in RU, you're learning a lot of verses. A lot of verses. I think, brother, there's one guy I know that learned like 9 verses last week in RU. That is great. That is great. But if we don't review them, they're going to slip. Hebrews chapter 2, they're going to slip. We let those truths go. We got to hang on to them. People around us need us to know God's word. They need us to be walking in the light because that's the only light they're going to hear. The song we used to sing when we were in Sunday school, "Do you know, O Christian, you're a sermon and choose." You guys ever sing that here? No, never have. Okay. We're a sermon and choose. We've got to walk it and talk it. We've got to teach it and preach it. We've got to live it and give it. We've got to know it and show it. We're sermons and shoes. We're the only Jesus that they may ever see. They've got to see Jesus Christ through us. Many people are engaged in many religious activities, and they don't have a clue of what salvation is. Romans 14, 23. The Bible says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. When I walk life without walking it by faith, I am walking in sin. When you and I be husbands and wives and friends and acquaintances without walking in faith, we're walking in sin. We need to walk the life of faith. Enoch walked the life of faith. Enoch pleased God. Then Enoch passed over. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The word translate means to carry over or to bear up over. God translated him. He carried Enoch over. Luke 16:22, which says, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom." Is that a good way to go? Man, the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Enoch was translated. Enoch, in Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. What a way to go. What a blessing that is. And if we do see death, if Christ does not come back and we see death, then we'll be in heaven. But if Christ comes back, then we won't have to, obviously. We won't have to see death. In 1 Corinthians 1:13 and in John 5:24, we learn that we have been translated from the kingdom of death and darkness to God's kingdom of light and life. Because Christ died for us on the cross and was buried and rose from the dead, death no longer holds dominion over us. The power of death has been broken by the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith in Christ, we have been translated from the kingdom of death into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Enoch's translation is a beautiful illustration of God's miraculous work in us. Enoch was literally taken to heaven without experiencing death. We as believers have literally passed from death unto life. Turn with me to Ephesians 3:20. What a verse. I know I say that about a lot of verses, and it's because as we go to them, the Lord opens up and illuminates our understanding. Go to Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Go with me to the end of verse 19 there. What is this that we're talking about? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. What are we talking about? Here at the end of verse 19, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what it's talking about when it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. What is it? It is that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I know it's certainly my desire, and I hope it's your desire each morning you get up to be filled with all the fullness of God. So that as we interact with others, because there's some people that you and I are going to interact with that we're going to prefer that we didn't have to, but we do. They're going to be mean, unkind, they're going to be whatever, and they come into our lives. We work with them. They work by us. I'm probably not the only guy that has them that works by me, but they're there. They have got to see God through us. They have got to see the fullness of God through us. Go to Ephesians 2:5, since we're right there. Ephesians 2:5-6. Even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us with Christ. By grace you are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. At salvation, you and I, at salvation, are seated in the heavenlies. Right then. It's a done deal. It's complete right then. We are already seated in the heavenlies when we repent of our sins and trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. We are already there. Already there. What a truth. What a promise that it's all done for us already. If we believe this teaching that we have eternal life in Christ, we must have more than an academic understanding of this. We must have such faith in God that we enjoy the invisible now. John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Talking there to Martha, and Martha said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother had not died. And the Lord said, he's going to live again. She said, I know he's going to live again in the resurrection. That's not what I mean, Lord. And the Lord raised him up, didn't he? He raised him up. What a blessing. What a blessing that the truths of that God had taught her, that she saw them literally in her life. You and I need to see the truths of God's word. We need to see them in our life. We need to believe them. They need to be real to us. It can't just be a verse that we've memorized or a truth that we've memorized. It has to be real in our lives. And that we live victoriously with no threat of fear or of death. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that we have no fear of death. Death has no sting for us. When someone dies, do we miss them? Yeah, we miss them. We miss them. And if I were to lose my wife, I would probably die. Not quite. Somehow the Lord would get me through. But I would certainly miss her. But I would know that in the future, I'll be with her again. We've been married 30. We've got an anniversary coming up. 33 years. Got it. That's a good date to get. We've been married 33 years. We've become so much of each other, I don't know how I would ever live without her. But if the Lord chose to do that, we could, I don't know. I guess we'd take it then. No, we would pray that we don't have to. But thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that there's a truth that we have an eternity with God. That those loved ones that we've had go on before. I have a little grandchild in heaven whose name is Jordan. Never met him. Died before we got to see him. Died before he was born. And I'm going to see him then. What a blessing that'll be. That's a truth that we have. We have heaven. We have our loved ones that have gone on before in Christ. That have gone on before in Christ. They're in heaven. And we're going to see him again. What a truth. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Enoch pleased God. Enoch passed over. Enoch prophesied to this generation, and Enoch preached about the coming of the Lord. The Lord tells us in Jude 14 and 15, his prophecy was that the Lord was coming with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, with 10,000s of his saints. In Genesis 6:5, Enoch walked with God in a wicked world, and that every imagination and the thoughts and intents of their hearts was only evil continuously. He walked in a wicked world. We walk in a sinful world. He prophesied of the Lord and told about the coming of the Lord. He spoke up for God in this wicked world. Why did he do that? He was a man of faith. Why is it that we do not do that? It seems obvious, doesn't it? Do we have the faith that Enoch had? It's available to us through God's word and through the Lord Jesus Christ and through his Spirit. May God help us to walk by faith and tell others of our Lord's return. And Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's go to the questions right now. To the questions. Genesis 5:21 through 24, what miraculous event took place in Enoch's life? I'm asking you. He was translated. Verse 51 of 1 Corinthians, what future event does this picture? That we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. According to Hebrews 11:5, what testimony did Enoch have? That he pleased God. Excellent. Hebrews 11:6, what is essential in order to please God? Have faith. Amos 3:3 helps us understand how we are to walk with God. We must walk in agreement. We must walk in agreement. Hebrews 11:5 and Colossians 1:13. What translation has taken place in the life of every believer? We've been translated from the kingdom of darkness and death into excellent and his dear son. Jude 14 and 15. What did Enoch prophesy about this generation? That the Lord would come back with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment. Excellent. I hope you found this lesson to be a blessing. Thank you very much. Work on that memory verse for next week. Kelly, would you pick up the visitor book? Good morning.